Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message inspires and empowers you to move forward.
On this day, 2,000 years ago, the world as we know it changed forever. Because today is the day that Jesus Christ rose from the grave, victorious over sin and death. And no other event in human history has shaped our lives, has shaped human history like the resurrection. Easter Sunday is one of the most celebrated and one of the most controversial days in the calendar year. Almost every religion on the planet acknowledges the fact that Jesus was born. Every other belief system acknowledges that Jesus was born. He lived on the earth. Some religions say he was a teacher. Some say he was a prophet. Some say he was a good man. But what separates Christianity from every other belief system is the fact that not only do we believe that Jesus was born, we believe that Jesus rose again from the grave, victorious, offering freedom and hope and forgiveness to all mankind. And no other event has shaped the world like the resurrection of Christ, because the resurrection changed everything. The way that historians measure time hinges upon the resurrection. You think about the fact that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was born. And we measure time from that moment. We measure time before the birth of Christ and after the birth of Christ. The resurrection changed everything. You think about the fact that Jesus never wrote one book, but there are more books written about Jesus than any other person in history. Think about the fact that Jesus never composed one song. He didn't write one song. But songs are sung every day across the corners of the globe, glorifying this man named Jesus. You think about the fact that Jesus wasn't an artist, but there have been more paintings and sculptures dedicated to Christ than any other person on the planet. I need you to know today that the resurrection changed everything. The resurrection is an event rooted in history and timeless in its impact. When I was growing up in Wellington, New Zealand, we'd go to a place called the Hutt River. And when we go to the Hutt River, I'd always go with my family. And my family were older than me, and they're always way cooler. And they'd pick up stones, and they'd begin to skim them on the river. I don't know if you've ever done that, but you take a stone and you try and skim it. And so it just sort of bounces on top of the water to go as fast as you can, far as it can. But for me, whenever I picked up a stone, I didn't realize that there was a strategy to it. They picked up, you know, slim skim stones, but I always picked up big rocks. And when I tried to skim it, it didn't skim, it just went straight into the water instead of skimming, and made this big ripple effect. Well, 2,000 years ago, there was a ripple, and that ripple began at Calvary, and its ripple effects has stretched to every corner of the globe and reverberates even today, so that today there are over a billion people around the world today gathering to celebrate Easter, because the resurrection changed everything. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. So in celebrating the resurrection of Christ, we are reminded through this passage of Scripture that because He was resurrected, we have a living hope. Because He was resurrected, we have a hope that is imperishable, it is undefiled, and it is unfading. In other words, the resurrection message is good news. The resurrection message is amazing grace. When Jesus died on the cross, our old history ended, and our new and bright future began. It doesn't matter where you've come from, and it doesn't matter where you've been. God has a great plan for your life. There are three things that Jesus gave us on Resurrection Sunday. Number one, Jesus gave us a clean slate. He washed all things away. The old has gone and the new has come. He literally came to wash our sins away. The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far He separated us from our sin, our mistakes, our failings, our errors. He separated us. He's literally given us a brand new clean slate. When I was growing up in church, we'd sing a song called The Blood of Jesus. All the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. The resurrection offers us a clean slate. It doesn't matter what you've done, my friend. It doesn't matter where you've been. Jesus offers you and I a clean slate. The second thing that the resurrection offers us is it offers us a new plan, a new beginning. Hey, the Bible says that His mercies are made new every single morning. That when we wake up in the morning, that's an opportunity for a new beginning. God has given to you and I a new plan. A very famous passage of Scripture, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." And I want to encourage you today that God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. You're not an accident. You were brought here on purpose for a purpose. And God has a new plan for your life. He says, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope, and plans to give you a future. God has a new plan for you, my friend. He offers you and I a new plan. Maybe you didn't have a plan for your life. Maybe you did have a plan for your life. But God offers you and I a new plan. I remember when I was in high school and we'd have things like a work experience days, and then you'd kind of have to kind of look and see what you might want to do with your life. Well, when I was in high school, you know, I wanted to go and make some money, and I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. And so I'd go on all these work experience trips and you know, I'd want to learn about these things. But I didn't understand at that point that God had a plan for my life. And when I discovered Jesus at the age of 21, I've been going to church basically my whole life. I'd known about God my whole life, but at the age of 21 is when I came to know God for myself. And on that day, everything changed. And I discovered that my plans were okay, maybe, but God had a better plan. And that day I discovered God had a plan for my life. And from that day until now, I've been pursuing God's plan for my life. And can I encourage you that God's plan for your life is always greater? That God's plan for your life is always more fulfilling. Serving Jesus is the greatest adventure in your life. My friend, God is not boring. God is exciting. And I want to encourage you that when you pursue God with all of your life and you discover God's plan for your life, then you will truly discover the meaning of life as you discover God has a new plan. And number three, God offers us a brighter future. Because the resurrection is hope. The resurrection is purpose. Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. Because of Jesus, because of the resurrection, we have a bright and a glorious future. Even when you didn't know it, even when you were unaware, God always has and always had a bright future for you. In 1981, a father and a mother were driving along a road, a highway. And in those days, kids didn't have their own seatbelts or car seats. In those days, kids sat on their parents. And these parents, a father and mother, had their kid sitting on the mother's lap. In the back seat were two family members. And they were driving along a motorway. And as they drove to a set of traffic lights, what had happened was that these traffic lights had been incorrectly configured. So the traffic light said to them to turn right, and they had free access to turn right. But the oncoming traffic also had a green light. So what happened was, as they began to take the turn, an oncoming car came, and they had a head-on collision. That collision was so strong that the car spun out of control several times, and the child who was sitting on the mother's lap was thrown out of the windscreen onto the road. And so immediately what happens is that as they stop, the mother runs out of the car, and her first instinct is to look after the child, this baby. And so she runs and she grabs this child and waves down the oncoming traffic to jump in a car and go straight to the hospital. In her mind, she hadn't even thought of the fact that there were other people in the car, and they all were okay. In her mind, she was only thinking about this child. Well, she jumped in the car, and they took her to the hospital. When they arrived at the hospital, immediately the child went into surgery, and the doctors came. And then shortly after, the doctors came to her and said, "Ma'am, you need to get your family together because this child is not going to make it. And there's a very small chance that even if he survives, he'll have head injuries for his entire life." And she sat there. And being a woman who'd grown up in church, she did the one thing that she knew. She got down on her knee and she began to pray. And she said, God, if you give this boy to me, I'll give this boy to you. If you give him back to me, I'll give him to you all the days of his life. And so she began to pray. And then that boy survived through the night. And then that boy survived through the next night. And then within about a week, that boy came out of hospital and that boy went home. Many years later on, that boy went on and in fact, he became a Christian. That woman stood true to her word. She dedicated him to the Lord and she took him to church. Many years later, he became a pastor. And then many years later, he went on to pastor and went on to plant churches. And I'm incredibly grateful for that mother, because that mother was my mother. That even when I didn't know that God had a future, that woman kneeled down and she prayed that God would have a future for this boy. And I want to encourage you that even when you don't see it, He's working for you. Even when you can't feel it, He's working for you. He never stops working, because the resurrection is the promise of a brighter future. And I want to encourage you today, friend, maybe you don't have your own relationship with God. Today is your day. Now is the moment. On Easter Resurrection Sunday, this is your time, my friend. Now is the moment, and this is your time. And my friend, if you don't have your own relationship with God, it might be my greatest honor to pray with you. Be my greatest honor to lead you in a prayer and introduce you to Jesus. He's the author of life. He's the giver of a clean slate, of a new plan, and of a brighter future.
Thanks for listening. For more information, please visit forwardchurch.com.